So Abby's started the introduction by saying she's mentally checked out. I have no idea what I'm doing anymore. So, hey guys, this is going to be fun.
What'd you expect? It's January. We're all still full from Christmas, hungover from New Year's. I am not the best version of myself in this moment of time.
I think this is going to give us some really good stuff for our podcast. Well, this is me saying that with fingers crossed.
I bring the laughter.
You bring the ruckus?
I wouldn't go that far. I bring the ideas.
What do I bring?
The microphone.
Oh. I thought you were saying like the chipper personality, the boyish good looks.
That too.
Rugged.
You're a holiday, a glass of ocean slipping down, my throat and landing on my hopes and dreaming, off the maps, no hidden grids, I'm fleeing. I worship you like holy days, lying on my back, seeing clouds and rays, drinking lime and bitter from my lemonade. White horses every time won't do.
I think there's probably a few people out there who probably did get the Davina McCall workout video for Christmas, or at least in the January bargain bucket. Quote of the day is:
she was recently on the cover of Women's Health, or one of those.
How old is she?
Similar
now?
Magazines, somewhere around the 50 mark. Not entirely sure. She was topless.
Davina McCall's topless.
Sorry, as in she wasn't wearing a top, but she was wearing a bra.
She was wearing a top, but no bra.
She was not wearing a top. But she was wearing a bra.
That isn't so quite topless, is it, Abba?
It is, because she was not wearing a top. I didn't say braless.
Your Honor, she was topless.
I didn't say braless.
Yeah, but you insinuated.
Okay, so there's a magazine. She's on the cover.
Topless.
She is wearing a sports bra. She is bearing her abdominal section, and the headline reads, "Davina McCall, you can grate a banana on my abs."
Fuck me. Davina McCall. What a bloody institution.
Now, I've never tried grating a banana.
I do have a couple of questions, yeah. Do people grate bananas? Have I been eating them wrong this whole time?
It would have to be a very hard banana. In fact, I might even say that if it's grateable, probably not good for eating.
What's the application of a grated banana anyway? When is slicing not quite cutting it? Pun intended.
Thank you.
Do you think that Davina McCall and Jamie Oliver should be the real king and queen of the UK?
It opens up some interesting ideas in terms of the cooking show together. Got Davina on the corner. Mm-hmm. He's like, you know, Jamie's getting a bit Jamie with it. He's throwing things in there. It's a bit messy. He's like, yeah. Oh, graters. Well, if we've got a grater, Davina, do this. And she's just there, just like rubbing, mashing bananas into her rock solid abs, grating them. He's getting the pulp, the juice. He's mushing
banana
that.
Banana juice.
Banana essence.
Banana juice.
Banana juice. And he's just, you know, getting, here's my fruit lasagna that someone ordered.
I feel like this is going to have to be shown after Watershed. It can be followed by How Clean Is Your Kitchen?
Yeah, or...
That is a show, right?
Is that a show? It probably is a show.
How Clean Is Your House is a definite show.
Everything's a show.
I've never watched it, though. I don't understand who can watch that show, because once I flicked it on and there was literally a toilet that was blackened with shit.
Why would you choose to watch that?
Why did it by accident?
No. This is what I don't understand about shows like this. Like, my body disease or whatever it's called, or my ugly body or whatever.
Yeah.
Why would you choose to watch a show about someone scraping rat feces out of their fucking duvet? Or, oh shit, this guy's got like some really weird bone disease. Let's just look at his weird body for 20 minutes. I just don't understand.
What if it's like porn? Yeah, for people that like to clean. What if it's like, you know, you like boobies, so you go on the computer and you're like, ooh, I'm looking at boobies, this is great. And someone else is like, just finished bleaching their house for the fifth time that day. And they're like, oh, I feel like a little bit of a breather. And then they turn it on and there's just like fucking rat feces everywhere and like jizz and someone's like spoon. And they're just like, and the ladies are all like, hey, let's get to cleaning. And they're just sitting there like, yeah, like sitting on their sofa with their rubber gloves still on, like spraying flash into the air and sniffing it and going, yeah, you clean that toilet.
Ugh, you're so gross.
That's who they make it for.
I feel like you're a porn director on the weekends. You're so gross. I love how you started that by thinking that's what guys do. I'm looking at boobies. So, fuck Pornhub. Just Google image boobies and say to yourself, I'm looking at boobies.
I don't know what men do.
Move with the grooves, move like that. And now we move with the grooves, move like that. Move with the grooves, move like that. And now we move with the grooves, move like that. Move with the grooves, move like that. And now we move with the grooves, move like that. Move with the grooves, move like that. And now we move with the grooves, move like that. Move with the grooves, move like that. And now we
can't waste this moment. Once we lose it, gone forever. Instead of what if, wish we could clone it. You and me, we could own it, transform it and frame it. If we move it, step together, synced in perfect arrangement. So what you aiming for? I'm humble, more settled these days. But I find you very stimulated. An amateur, melting in your laser hot gaze. Cool vibes flowing with you, waiting in the waves. Breath stroking in the pressure you in. I'm just digging the scene, while he digging on me. On the way back to Queens, move back leather seats. Munchies, let's grab some meats. On the run like two thieves. Time to kill a night young. Love just moving, I leave. As if I was cast to play your misses in the story like a period. It plays the end of sentences. This ain't the end, this the genesis. Appreciate your honorable mention. Dedication, let the music make you.
Move with the grooves, move like that. Move with the grooves, move like that. And now we move with the grooves, move like that.
Might need to take a breather. Mint condition, love. You see me swinging. You don't want to stop me neither. Still move staccato frame to frame. After the tune speed up, closing in. Tonight's the night, it's the lead up. I could let you push my buttons. I pull your levers. And you so potent when you gone. A strong impression still lingers in a string of thoughts. Always bring me back. He's a trap. You can find me residing in his lap. Ready to bounce with you. Like we personal struts and slingshot to a locale where we can slow it down. down, deep stairs, no crowds. I'll be down to work it out. Have you people get at my people? Gone too long, I feed you, and I'm on one right now. Blame the moonlight and the Jeeva, blame how good I'm feeling. Just like music, we do it, so if we lean into it, entwine like a lotus vine. Reading your mind, I wouldn't mind if we
move with the grooves, move like that. Move with the grooves, move like that.
You know what? What are our predictions?
I think that 2016 will be the year of the death of TV.
Okay, go on.
By TV, I mean like, you know, TV, terrestrial, formerly terrestrial, now digital. Just like BBC, One, Two. I just think people are just gonna slowly transition to Netflix, Prime Video. Like, who waits for the 6 o'clock news?
It's funny because I actually started watching TV a couple of weeks ago.
For the first time in...
For ages. Yeah. And like, you're right, I watch Netflix, I watch Amazon Prime or whatever, or just watch YouTube.
Yeah.
Right? People watch YouTube or TED Talks. And I don't know if you've seen the show called The Kennedys. Prime time, BBC One slot on a Friday is The Kennedys. It's just unbelievably bad. I just started watching it and I was like... It was so bad, I thought it was almost like a cliche. Or like, oh, they've done this on purpose.
Well, they've purposely done it bad in their prime time slot.
I was like waiting for the joke to happen, but it's just all bad.
This is why TV will die. It's like, it's not relevant to people that actually watch stuff.
Don't watch TV, is what I learned.
What was so bad about it?
Every line's a catchphrase. Every line's like a one-liner. So it doesn't go anywhere. It's set in the 70s,
yeah.
So it's supposed to, you can tell, appeal to dads and parents who want to watch TV with their kids.
People who are like alive in the 70s.
We didn't have internet back then. And I don't know why they're that old, but...
They haven't got internet and look at us in a bouncy hall. Oh, wow, what an age to be alive.
It's just not funny. And guess what? It's based on some real woman's life, so...
What?
And she's a comedian.
No.
She has the unfunniest life.
Oh my god, that is just... That's sad. It should be a tragedy.
You got
another famous magazine will die. FHM's last issue ever has just come out on the stands.
Oh, wow.
FHM, right? That was like the beacon.
I used to actually have a subscription to FHM.
See, there we go. Lad Bible, right?
I actually used to read it. Like, that's boobies. Really funny.
Boobies.
Yes, there was boobies in there. There I go. Was reading it for editorial purposes.
What kind of article there was in FHM? Some hard-hitting political analysis.
No, right? No, I used to read it for like the dating sex advice at the back.
Dating and sex.
Best way to get guys to read anything about sex or dating is to have a woman write in the column.
They
always just have
real.
Like a hot woman. And I was thinking, fuck, if she's saying this, then it must be true. And look how hot she is. It's true for all women, so I'm going to definitely do what she says.
You do realise that the woman writing it wasn't even necessarily the writer.
Yeah, exactly. Obviously, now I do. But
at
you
the time.
Will be, it's like wrestling. You know, it's fake, but you still want to live the dream, right?
Wrestling is fake.
That's another story.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah, I used to actually have a subscription to FHM. I liked it. It's good.
WrestleMania.
So what magazine do you think is going to close now?
Right, okay, so this is what I'm talking about. FHM, gone. All the pornos, gone.
The pornos are still around.
Who's still analog pornoing?
I don't know who's the analog porno.
Thank you. Probably
the guys watching Kennedy's.
Boom. That is a tangible link.
Welcome
to Britain. I would actually investigate.
Mm. So what's the magazine that's going to close down?
I don't know porno magazines. Big Bots Anonymous or something?
Big Bots or Big Butts? Anonymous. Anonymous big Butts.
Big Butts Anonymous. Yeah, because you can only see the butt.
Your idea of what turns guys on is either they're going on the internet and looking at boobies or the butts. There is also the rest of the body to consider.
Okay, foot fetish annual.
Why are you just going for these isolated parts of the body? But
you like feet.
Feet.
All you're like my best male friend, so everything I know about guys is informed by you.
I like feet, but I just don't like isolated feet, just a foot by itself. Here's an anonymous butt to consider. One boob? Try two.
No.
Stick them together. You've got sections of a human body.
Six balls.
Draw in
five
the torso.
Feet.
Faces? You know, people look at faces sometimes, Abba.
Oh, so you want to fuck faces now, do
you? You're sick. Come on, put that foot in that face.
Okay, so you're telling me that you're going to buy a porn magazine this year?
I'm not, but some people will.
Okay, well, I'm just saying, FHM's gone, and all the ones in between,
yeah.
Like. Brunette and busty, blonde and naive. I don't know what they're
blonde
called.
Blonde and naive.
I don't know what they're called, but they're all gonna go.
Lad Mag.
Oh, Lad Mag.
You're talking about two different magazines. You're talking about hardcore pornography magazines built for people with weird fucking fetishes.
No,
and then you're also talking about like Lad Mags. Yeah. But
both
then you can say
red blooded males.
Red blooded males. As opposed to those
red-blooded males are moving online. That's what I'm saying.
To feed their sick fantasies. I just want to see a girl smash bananas with her foot.
It's dedicated to the third George. Hey, yo, I miss him in the worst way. The bullet killed him on his 19th birthday. Now, what a sad way to lose your life. At that time, he had a newborn daughter and a future wife. I never got a chance to say goodbye. I heard the news from a county jail cell facing 25. Can't explain how I feel inside. Can't explain the actions of the trigger guy, but still I try. Did I cry? Man, I probably ran a river dry. Thinking to myself, trying to figure why. They said it's always the good ones that have to
what
die.
They say?
It's always the good ones that have to die. They say real niggas don't die, they multiply. At least a million casting, man, low supply. That's a million man army marching open fire. When the seas grab mics and spark with no desire. No desire, moonshine, control the tide. True zodiac, but most don't know the signs. Rap Christ, miracle mic, don't be surprised. Who else you know talk to the deaf and lead the blind? Once dumb, now I got a lot to say. Once blind, now I focus on the world today. Don't think you got wisdom, life will pull your teeth. I got peeps in the dirt from some bullshit beat. Walking a straight path these last days. Is even steeper. Action inflated. Talk is even cheaper. You dig it? We living in homes. It's getting deeper. The more niggas grim, the more the grim reaper.
We were so busy trying to learn how to make a living. We forgot to learn how to live.
I was thinking as we drove up here in those long Cadillacs how serious this is. Death is serious. You got to prepare to die.
I've got a new prediction for this year.
Do it.
Obesity is going to become cool and fuck the gym. Let's all just get fat.
Nice. Based on what?
Based on this idea I have, which I ask loads of people, if you had to gain as much weight as possible, what would be your technique? What would be your technique? So to show you my technique,
right?
I love cookies. I am a bit of a cookie monster. I have a cookie monster onesie.
You do have a cookie monster.
Even comes with a little fake cookie with it, which is
great. You're very good in that.
Thank you.
It does balloon out, so it hides all my things.
Mm-hmm.
I would eat cookies with every meal. So breakfast, I could have cookies. Lunch, I'd have cookies, and dinner, I'd have cookies.
Dinner.
I just wanted to say, you know, forget the pressures of trying to be healthy and slim and not having sugar and all that stuff.
Why live like that? I hate my dentist.
Why are we living long, boring lives? I want to be living in a short, extremely exciting, extremely unhealthy life. Yeah.
That's the sound I make when I'm excited.
70 years is too many years.
Is it?
Let's push that down to 30. but go. Deep fat fry stuff.
One more thing.
Another prediction.
More just like something I want to warn the world about.
Okay, here comes the soothsayer has spoken.
So I just want to make a warning, really.
Okay, guys, warning.
There's this thing called artificial intelligence, and it's threatening the existence of humanity.
You need to have the intelligence first, love.
No one can see your little cheeky side eye through the podcast. Don't sass me. Just because.
So what about AI? What is it? What's the warning? What's the AI warning?
I've said it. You weren't listening. You're stupid.
Is this are you warning AIs or are you warning us?
What am I going to warn the potential threat about?
Because they're the new...
Double bluff it! Oh my god, you could be onto something. Yeah, AI, if you're listening... Yeah. You don't have a chance.
Against humanity or ever?
Yeah.
What is it that we've got that they don't have?
Blood.
Probably not.
Hearts.
Again, I think anything material is probably not a weakness, strength.
Well, this is the thing. Like, humans are kind of like... We're not that great in the face of machines.
Yeah, we're
soft.
Our
bodies are weak and...
Yeah, water-based blobs of fat.
Our senses fail us.
We need a very slim window of weather, a temperature to survive within.
Homeostasis.
Fueling a lot, we have to sleep a lot.
Our brains aren't that... I mean, they're great. They're mini computers, but they're no match to a real computer. And the minute we start aging, it's just
downhill.
Game over.
Unless you're Asian, then you're still pretty good.
So I'm just warning people that artificial intelligence, which is already... in your home as we speak,
not literally behind you,
no, but... it's in your pocket. Yeah, if you have a smartphone, AI's there.
Yes,
Siri is this AI thing. Any kind of like audio diction, whatever stuff, that's all artificial intelligence. All I'm saying is be warned, because 2016 is the year that, you know, the lines between man and machine become a little more blurred, and that aging relative you thought was on their way out becomes immortal because they download their brain onto a machine.
Gonna live forever.
Yeah.
Still though, you could probably put them in a USB stick and shove them in the drawer. All good.
She could be my little freckle-faced fidgeter. Me but miniature, sleeping on the sofa till she tackles and I tickle her the whisperer. I could be your listener, telling me your stories while I'm showing her a signature, the scribbler. Saying that she's finished, but I tell her eat a spinach and she'll see the sky's the limit, trust. Cause when we're with it, I can feel it, ain't no limit. Just be free, me and my sister, I can see the sky's the limitless. I feel her brush a hand across my cheek till I speak. I yawn and say good morning, keep her sweet, squeeze her deep till she giggles, starts to wriggle in the sheet. Then she disappears and sweeps me off my feet. I need to eat. I'm reminded of the handshakes. Remember that I promised her some pancakes. So I stagger to the stove and start to stand braised. See, I'ma make him like my nan, mate.
I see you perching on the corner of the weeping window pane. Growing up fast, just like the flora. The world is yours, come shine rain.
I could be your freckle-faced figure. Her but bigger, shelter her from school when all the snitches start to snigger. I'll be sticking with her, hold her close and deeper within her. She would better me reading the recipe, we're cooking dinner. My little sinner wonder walking in the park, Put her to bed and end up talking till it's dark. She spins a web and I get caught up in the laugh. I should go, but though I know I shouldn't ask. See, my sister's like, nah, there's one more task. I ain't bored of one. Laying with her till the morning come. More begun, I'm a warmer like the morning sun. Good morning, Ben, again we talk until the morning's done. And I'm reminded of the handshakes. Remember that I promised her some pancakes. So I stagger to the stove, start to stand brace. See, I'ma make him like my nan, mate.
I see you perching on the corner of the weeping window pane. You're growing up fast just like the flora. The world is yours, come shine or rain. Wash it beside me. Just know I'm only one pancake away. You'll know where to find me. Anytime, any place.
I am glad that we've had the conversation that we've had today, because I feel like I've learned a lot about you, and I think we've given the audience some real food for thought as the year kind of begins.
The food is the operative word there. I mean, I'm never going to look at a banana in the same way again.
So you shouldn't.
Or Davina McCall again.
No, that's a lie. I don't believe you.
I do love her.
You're going to be Googling Davina McCall boobies as soon as this ends.
Definitely. So thanks for listening to our Extra Long podcast. As I said at the beginning, it was going to be a bit of a whirlwind, and it definitely has been. I hope 2016 doesn't turn out the way that we've predicted in some ways.
This was a thoughts hurricane.
And we've hope you've enjoyed listening.